Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The first of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
And Chris. And of course, you can take control of the airwaves. For those of you just tuning in at the beginning of the last hour, we had started talking about price gouging. The government.
Oh, that's awful.
Yes, the government likes to claim. They like to go out there and drag entrepreneurs through the mud whenever there's some sort of a disaster that goes on. Because the natural inclination of people that actually want to work during a disaster is to make some money from the work that they're doing, which in many cases is somewhat risky work.
Yeah.
And so they, at the very least, should be able to charge whatever they want to charge. And one of the reasons why they should be able to do that is because it allows for market incentives to sort of adjust or normalize or whatever you want to say in those circumstances.
It allows people to mobilize for their own profit and for the benefit of others. And that's what people don't understand about the free market is you profit yourself by benefiting others. That's the whole point. They're paying you because you're giving them something they want more than the money. And if they don't want it more than the money, they're not going to give you the money.
But what about the poor, nobody? I mean, these prices are going up. They could double. They could triple. Doesn't that lock people out of opportunity?
Well, the poor are certainly no worse off having something around at a high price than they are having nothing around at all.
I mean,
and people do tend to be relatively generous. So if you have to pay some extra money for water because it's expensive at the moment, I would say think of your fellow man. Reach out and help him out if you can. But if you can't get any water either, you can't help him.
Yeah, it seems like these types of situations would actually help the poor because they could make money off of providing some sort of service that they wouldn't otherwise be able to provide, and making an actual profit off doing so.
Right.
Normally, bringing somebody a bottle of water ain't going to make you much money. But during a crisis, you could actually make some money off it from
delivering
people who actually do have money.
Delivering things that people need who are too afraid to leave their house or whatever.
For sure.
I did that during the they had an Obama rally up here, the one where Will Kostrick got harassed by the Secret Service and
for open carrying,
and ended up on national TV. You know, one of the things I was doing during that is there was a gas station quite near to the crowd that was selling water by the case, cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running back and forth to that gas station with a milk crate. And I was filling it up with water at the gas station at like 25 cents a piece. And then I was running the water out to people and selling it an 800% profit at $2 a piece. And, nobody was complaining because, nobody wasn't complaining. There were no complaints because they didn't want to walk back to the gas station. They were into what they were doing.
You saved them the time, you saved them the hassle, and you brought them refreshment. I mean,
exactly. And how that becomes incomprehensible when there's an emergency, when you most need things, I mean, that's when you call up and you say, look, I really need this. I will trade you more than I normally would for it.
So I'm going to go to the story here from Reason.com. They're talking about Texas, specifically in this case, San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg and Bear County. I think I was told it's pronounced Bear County, B-E-X-A-R. Is that right? Bexar County? Yes, okay. Judge Nelson Wolf amended the emergency declaration to remind folks that it is illegal to, quote, sell groceries, restaurant meals, medicine, hotel rooms, or fuel for more than the regular retail price.
Another moron politician brought to you by the America's joke of a political system.
The day before, the Texas Attorney General's office tweeted information about its own consumer protection hotline where people can report price gouging to state authorities.
Wow, because if I hadn't paid $8 for that bottle of water, I could have gotten a bottle of water and a pack of cigarettes.
Representative... Yeah.
But I didn't need the cigarettes.
Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from Texas, got in on the action as well in a tweet that inadvertently made the case for the gougers. Here's what he wrote on his Twitter, at Joaquin Castro TX. Quote, we need resources to get essential food and medical supplies to people who can't get a warning, get to a warming center or relative's house. We're headed for another deep freeze in San Antonio tonight and tomorrow, starting another potentially lethal cycle. Meanwhile, potential price gouging by energy suppliers, hotels, and other businesses is occurring through the state because of scarcity. No price gouging at HEB, but here's just one shelf from earlier today, which he shows a photo, and it's completely empty. So the,
wow.
The point being, he's saying, oh, HEB, which is a grocer there in Texas, they're not price gouging, and look, they're completely
sold out. They don't have anything.
Of course. Yeah. They have no incentive to restock in a more timely fashion than they otherwise would have.
Right. Quote, the reason story here says that the grocery store he visited had both, quote, fair prices and empty shelves is no mere coincidence.
This is why we call you a moron, by the way. This is why their shelves are empty, you idiot.
Texas's price gouging laws effectively mandate this outcome. When a demand surges for a product, but prices are required by law to stay flat or rise only slightly, consumers will quickly buy up whatever they can get their hands on at a cost that doesn't reflect the sudden urgency of their purchase. And then, by the way, some of those consumers will go and flip that product.
Because, oh, yeah, of course they will.
They can see the opportunity, and they're not as
people
regulated.
They're willing to take the risk.
Most people aren't that dumb.
Meanwhile, the higher prices that would incentivize market actors to expand the supply of suddenly scarce goods are cut out of the equation, ensuring that shortages will continue as long as emergency levels of demand remain. This contrasts with what we'd expect to happen in a free market, as Duke political scientist Mike Munger explained last year to Reason, quote, if the price of something goes up and there's a shortage, three great things happen. The first is that consumers buy less. They look at the price and they say, you know, somebody else must need this more than I do, and they leave some for the person behind them. Had the HEB Castro visited, raised its prices to meet market demand, the people who got there before him probably would have bought fewer cans of tuna or rolls of toilet paper, helping to preserve the store's limited supply. The second thing is that producers try to find ways to make more because they're getting more money. So they're going to if you've got a factory and it's cranking out things that aren't as useful in this emergency, they're going to stop those products and they're going to crank out the things that are more useful.
If they can, but that can sometimes require investment. And the investment, if they can't raise the prices to compensate, they won't be able to raise the funds in order to reinvest that into machinery that normally wouldn't be cost effectively to invest in.
Yeah, the other thing is, because they're normally in the business of producing something else, they might be able, for example, say there was an actual need for face masks, because maybe there was some bacterial disease that would actually be stopped by one. You might not, if you own a Blue Jean factory, you might not be able to produce masks as efficiently as the guy who built his whole factory to produce masks. But you can produce masks. They're just going to cost more to produce. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you can only charge the customary price, you're not going to do it, or you're not going to stay in business.
He says the third thing that entrepreneurs do is they try to find ways to make substitutes. Without the allure of higher prices, out-of-state companies and amateur entrepreneurs have less incentive to ship in bottled water and generators on Texas's ice-covered highways.
Can't get a face mask? Just use a diaper.
Price-gouging laws require these would-be suppliers take on extra hassle, risk, and expense to sell their wares at the same price they could get back home. So why bother? 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to talk about gouging? You're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind as well. This is Free Talk Live, coming up, $1 trillion Bitcoin.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. 603-283-6160 is our number. Me and Nobody and Chris in the studio. 603-283-6160. By the way, AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But if you're using another wallet like Coinomi or Exodus, it's probably not going to work at all because those wallets need to do an upgrade, and there are ways to encourage them to do that sooner rather than later. You can go to anypayinc.com/upgrade to do that. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. They'll tell you a little bit about why some wallets work and others don't, and then what you can do to help by contacting the programmers behind Coinomi, Exodus, RelayX, Bread Wallet, and go to anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn how to do that. We sure would appreciate it. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade, and you will help make the cryptocurrency marketplace a better place for everybody to make payments. We go to your calls, and we'll talk about crypto coming up here with Bitcoin hitting $1 trillion. Not per Bitcoin.
Whoa.
Not per Bitcoin.
I am wealthy. I am one wealthy man. I never thought I'd be a trillionaire.
But the Bitcoin total market cap surpassed $1 trillion today, and we'll tell you about that on the way. But first, Dave Ridley.
That's kind of a deceptive number, though.
Well, like, we'll get into it. You can tell me why you say that. But first, Dave Ridley.
Market cap in general.
Let's go to Ridley first here. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Well, they say imitation is a sincere form of flattery, and now a group is imitating the Free State Project in New Hampshire.
They're doing Groovy. It in New Hampshire?
A group in New Hampshire is imitating the Free State Project.
Okay.
What group?
Is it a competitor to the Free State Project, or is it like actually like they're trying to act like they are the Free State Project?
What group will tell us that?
It's possible I may have the URL wrong. I think it's nhredcarpet.com. And what they're doing is trying to recruit conservatives to move to New Hampshire.
Oh, that's not the Free State Project.
Oh.
Yeah, very different.
This is bad news.
No, I think it's good news because if you look at their website, all six of the issues that they bring up are liberty issues. They didn't bring up regulating drugs or stopping illegal immigrants or anything like that. All their issues were liberty issues, so that's a good sign.
I mean, you know, and the thing is, the plus side to this is the chances are of them succeeding is very, very unlikely. There's been so many migration projects over the years that people have tried to start, and how many can you name that have actually been successful? I can name one, and that's the Free State Project.
Well,
so,
the bottom line, though, is, you know, I think it would be a net benefit to us just by getting more gun owners here, getting more militant gun owners here. We don't have to agree with the people who are fighting on our side. We just have to agree to let each other exist after and live in their in our own way after the thing is over. That's why I push motley anarchism. The world is not going to be all ANCAP or all ANCOM. It's not going to be all anything.
Yeah,
it's going to be a world of a lot of contrasts, and good for it.
The problem, I think, here is that you don't have libertarians. They don't agree with the left or the right. They agree with a little bit of people on the left, a little bit of people on the right. And so, if you try to bring one side or the other to the table, it's not necessarily going to give us anything different than what we've already got to a great degree.
Well, maybe we should start a program to bring liberal gun owners to New Hampshire, and then we'll have all our bases covered.
Well, you know, there's definitely whether you're liberal or conservative, I can certainly work with you on whatever the issues are that we agree on.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely. Don't doubt about that.
But just because they're not putting, you know, we're anti-abortion on the front page of their website doesn't mean that they're not anti-abortion or that they don't want to shove their religion down my throat.
They can be anti-abortion, though. You don't have to live in the same jurisdiction as them.
They're moving to New Hampshire.
When it's over. Well, we're planning on doing a lot of breaking up, though. We're working to secede from the Union.
Right.
It's quite likely
city states
that when we've seceded from the Union, maybe each county in New Hampshire will turn out to be a completely different political jurisdiction, because frankly, that's a more realistic scenario for, I think, for governance than to do it on the state level.
I might have to make a move here then, because this is going to be a left territory.
It probably will. We'll probably end up in Grafton or something, but who cares?
Ridley, yeah. Where did you find out about this group, this NH Red Carpet?
I think I just saw it on Facebook somewhere, just on my feed. I don't remember where the feed came from.
So what do you think about it, Ridley? I mean,
one thing to keep in mind. I'm sorry, what?
You think this is a good thing?
Mostly. One thing to keep in mind is, well, you know, conservatives will generally vote for Republicans, and there was an organization called LiftForYourDiet.org, and there's also the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that have repeatedly raided all the state reps. The Liberty Alliance has done it more often. When they rate them on their voting records, you know, how libertarian their votes are, the Republicans do grammatically better than the Democrats in New Hampshire. So if they just come here and they don't do anything else but vote for Republicans, we actually get more liberty out of that.
That is true, but I would point out that that particular organization, as a matter of policy, avoids rating people on sexual freedom. And they just don't open that can of worms.
Yeah.
So, you know, in some of those areas, I think that's deceptive. But like I say, in practice, I don't think any one faction will end up in control of the whole state.
Well, LFOD.org, I think, did they had different metrics for rating, but it's still basically libertarian. And they came to the same conclusion that Republicans are voting for liberty on issues dramatically more than Democrats in New Hampshire, like it or launch it.
Well, one thing's for sure, a lot of the free staters, the libertarians that have moved here, are running for political office under the Republican banner.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So I think you're right on the analysis, Ridley. If these people just move here and vote Republican, they will unwittingly vote for a bunch of libertarians across the state. So that much is true. Even as despicable as the Republican Party is, it's a little bit less despicable here because of the libertarian influence.
And, you know, these may well be some of the least bad conservatives out there that would move to the Live Free or Die state for, you know, and do this.
You know, and there is something else I think to be said here. I think there is a lot, there's a bit more overlap, I think, between the Republicans and the Libertarians in New Hampshire. And I think some of that might be because the Republicans in New Hampshire aren't quite as Republican as in some maybe like southern states and some other parts of the country. And also because, you know, they're kind of against what the other side is doing. And so they're more apt to join with us on certain freedom issues.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So the number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. And this is a new group, by the way. This was just formed. Their website was just registered in November. So it's not like they've even had the ball rolling for very long on this.
It's also the Live Free or Die Project.
And that's your thing, right?
That's my thing.
All right, there's more coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden back in Washington, D.C. after a busy day. The president touring a Pfizer plant in Michigan where he says everyone needs to continue to mask up.
But despite the progress, we're still in the teeth of a pandemic. New strains are emerging. In a few days, we'll cross 500,000 Americans who will have died from COVID-19.
The president again making a big pitch for passage of his almost $2 trillion spending bill.
I'm grateful that the Senate and the House are moving quickly. And I'm prepared to hear their ideas on how to make the package better and make it cheaper. I'm open to that. But we have to make clear who is helped and who is hurt.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is confident a federal disaster declaration will be approved soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News. While millions were freezing, several used their trucks to warm their homes.
It's not an advertisement, just a story about a truck that might have saved lives in Texas. Millions were without power, and temps inside homes reached below freezing. That's when Randy Jones of Katy, Texas, near Houston, remembered his new Ford F-150 hybrid has a generator that can produce up to 7.2 kilowatts of power, according to Ford. The generator is powered by both the batteries and the engine, and the owner ran extension cords from the pickup to their kitchen to power a few lights, a toaster oven, and a space heater. According to several on a Ford forum, it saved the day, and the setup proved to be much quieter than the neighbor's traditional portable generator. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gaining a single point to close at 31,494. The S&P dropping 7 to end the week at 3906. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160 in the studio here with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. And you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. I mentioned earlier, and we might as well talk about it now. Congratulations to Bitcoin hitting $1 trillion market cap. Now, you had said, well, you were saying something earlier, Nobody, about criticizing the market cap measurement of Bitcoin.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, if you have a million Bitcoin, okay,
that'd be nice,
and you went out and tried to sell them for $54 billion.
Okay.
What you would find is you used up all of the anxious buyers to buy at the market cap price,
right,
pretty quickly, and then the price starts falling,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
as you can continue to sell. So
yeah,
so you would think that's worth $56 billion, but the truth is it's going to be worth significantly less than that if you try to liquidate it.
If you tried to sell it all at once.
If you tried to liquidate it, yeah.
At once.
Because
if you did it over time...
If you did it over, I mean, how much time? Yes, there is a period of time over which you could do it and barely be noticed, and that's one of the things that Automated Trading Desk, my old company that I worked for, did, was when a mutual fund would sell millions of shares of stock in a company. Mm-hmm. They would transfer the stock to us, and then we would sell it. We actually had a random number generator, so we would sell random numbers of shares so that people couldn't see any pattern to what was going on or go, somebody's selling off blocks of this stock. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we would do that not to over-perturb the market. But the truth is still there. You could not get $1 trillion for all the Bitcoins in the world, even though the market cap is $1 trillion.
Well, yeah, I get what you're saying. All at one moment, yes. And, of course, the odds that anyone would ever be able to try that are, of course, near to none.
Well, so anybody can try it. You can try it with a dollar and
not $1 trillion, because that's what the market cap is.
Nature, but you're not going to get very far.
No, I'm saying no one could try to do that in any given moment, because most people don't have 1 million Bitcoins, let alone all of the Bitcoins.
Right.
And those that do probably don't want to sell them all at once.
You could try to unload more than the market can handle, and then you would cause that effect. But you obviously don't have all the Bitcoins, so you can't.
You have to be a whale before you move the market.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But regardless, it is an important indicator. And for listeners that aren't familiar, the market cap is a simple mathematical formula. It's taking the price of the unit, which right now is over $56,000 per Bitcoin. I think a couple days ago it was like 50.
It's amazing for a coin that can do 7 transactions a second. Wow. Imagine, what would you charge me, Penguin Man, for the hardware to required to run a ledger and to process 7 transactions per second?
I mean, like a little tiny mini board computer could do that, right?
Right.
Like, I think the routers that we sell can handle that.
Yeah, 486 would do it. You know, I could have done it probably on my old 286. I wrote an assembly language back in the day. Yeah.
For listeners that don't know, you're talking about old computer hardware.
Old computer hardware.
1990s era hardware.
But you take 90s. The price of the one unit, $56,000, and you multiply it times the number of Bitcoins, in this case is what we're talking about, the number of the units that are available in the market, or at least are theoretically available in the marketplace. And according to CoinGecko.com, right now there are 18,633,418 Bitcoins, and that goes up about 6.25, I think, Bitcoins roughly every 10 minutes. So you take that number and you multiply it times 56,000, and you get what is right now more than $1 trillion in market cap. For the very first time ever, Bitcoin has never been this valuable before. It has never crossed this particular arbitrary threshold of $1 trillion. So kudos to Bitcoin for that. According to CNBC, that happened earlier today, as they say here that it rose above $55,000 for a daily gain of more than 6%, according to Coinmetrics. The price of Bitcoin has now gained about 360% over just the past 6 months.
Wow.
And before the recent surge, the digital asset had never traded above $20,000. The move has been fueled in part by increased adoption of Bitcoin by major investors and companies. The oldest bank in the United States, Bank of New York Mellon, announced earlier this month it was moving into the space. Elon Musk's Tesla converted some of its balance sheet cash into Bitcoin earlier this year and said it would start accepting the digital tokens as payment. By the way, Elon Musk, who is now apparently the richest man in the world, he's been commenting about Bitcoin and fiat money on his Twitter profile.
That's a good thing.
I mean, he's been trashing on government fiat money.
Okay,
I'm surprised that he didn't look at the technology more closely, though, and say, okay, there's more than one way to process transactions, mm-hmm. and they're not doing enough to be worth that.
Well, he may have actually looked at the technology, because if you look at some of his recent comments, and I'll pull them up here, he's not exactly a huge fan of Bitcoin. What were you going to say?
Yeah, so I think people don't necessarily understand why people find cryptocurrency so interesting and valuable. And it comes down to, I think what it ultimately comes down to is dollar cost averaging. I believe
that's a good investment strategy.
So, yeah. I mean, so I don't even see it as an investment strategy. So
it is.
But, okay, so basically, if you have crypto and you have it in your pocket, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. And
you can't actually put crypto in your pocket.
Whatever.
You would need it.
Figuratively speaking,
to
right?
Hold that on.
Okay. And you have dollars in your other pocket, let's say, right? Well, if you move those dollars over to the crypto pocket and you spend crypto instead of holding those dollars, over time, you'll actually end up with more money, even though you're spending the same amount of money, whether it's crypto or dollars. So you end out ahead. Now, you might lose money at some points because you're spending on the down when crypto becomes worth less. But overall, you'll end up in the long term having more crypto and, you know, mm-hmm. more valuable. Unlike the dollar, where if you hold the dollar and you spend it over time, it's just going down. So you're going to end up with less and less and less.
So if you're saving up for that new house, the house will get more expensive faster than, faster than you will be able to save money quite frequently. Depending on, I shouldn't say fast.
Yeah.
Basically, your dollars will be shrinking. The target will be getting farther away.
You're better off saving in crypto than you are saving in dollars.
I would agree with that.
Over time.
I would specifically, BTC is way overpriced.
I understand. So it doesn't have to be BTC.
Diversify your assets a little bit.
Here's what Elon Musk said on February 18th on his Twitter profile, at Elon Musk. He was talking about Tesla investing $1.5 billion into Bitcoin, which was just happened a couple weeks ago. He said, Tesla's action is not directly reflective of my opinion. Having some Bitcoin, which is simply a less dumb form of liquidity than cash, is adventurous enough for an S&P 500 company. He followed that up by tweeting again, saying, to be clear, I am not an investor, I am an engineer. I don't even own any publicly traded stock besides Tesla. However, when fiat currency has negative real interest, only a fool wouldn't look elsewhere. Bitcoin is almost as BS as fiat money. The key word is almost.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's not a huge fan of Bitcoin. Yeah. He just knows it's better than dollars.
I think we can.
The thing is, we will be able within the next few years to do much better than Bitcoin because, face it, the value of processing transactions is not equal to the value of the transaction.
There's a lot of issues with Bitcoin and crypto in general. We have time to improve on it, though, and it's still better than a dollar.
Yep, and yes, there's more time for you to join us here at 603-283-6160. It's free.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I received a pretty entertaining message from a former host on Free Talk Live, Vincent. He sent me something today. Apparently, Alex Jones had Max Kaiser on his show. Quote, "If I accepted that $10,000 in Bitcoin 10 years ago, how much would that be worth now?" Kaiser says, "Several billion." Jones begins hyperventilating. Oh. Apparently, somebody offered Jones like 100 Bitcoin way back in the day, and or more, like $10,000 worth, apparently. A bunch of people tried to give Jones Bitcoin back in the day, and he thought it was like a New World Order conspiracy.
Psycho, yeah, I could definitely understand that.
He refused it, and now he's feeling sorry.
Can you go back to the people who are like, "I'll give you that money. Can I take that offer now still? You know, like retroactively?"
Maybe he could get a quarter of a Bitcoin out of
those people who, you know, tried to give it to him. You know, they're probably billionaires now. So,
So I'm looking forward to seeing that clip.
Well, if you're looking for something to do with your newfound wealth, Cell 411 is now has its first app in production. And we're back on the road to delivering a fully featured product, and we need money. So send a mail to rich at copblock.app.
Excellent.
How do you send? You want money though, right? Not mail.
Well, send me an email, and then you'll
give me like a QR code.
You want to make a donation, and I will figure out how to get it.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, write you a receipt, because this is tax deductible. It's a church service.
603-283-6160. We're talking about Bitcoin hitting a $1 trillion market cap after hitting a record high of 55 and then 60,000. Or sorry, not 60. Not 60. That might be tomorrow. 56,000 is what I meant. So the joke is get the 56K modem memes out. And I was actually disappointed. I couldn't find very many of them. Somebody posted a 56K modem meme to our local chat room here. We've got a local crypto room. But I went online and I couldn't find a good thread. Like, there aren't a bunch of 56K modem memes out there. I expected to find at least a couple.
Yeah, you think there would be.
I was disappointed.
You know, maybe it has something to do with the fact that people are still buying 56K modems.
Interesting.
I actually sold out of 56K modems the other week.
Modems kind of paused for a little while at 1,200 in getting faster, and
the baud rate,
they paused again a little bit at 18.8, and then they paused for 14.4, 18.8.
Wow, I don't remember that jump. I remember 19.2 and 14.4.
Oh, 19.2. Yeah, I guess 19.2 was really ended up being more popular. So it paused at 19.2, and then it paused at 56K.
No, 33.6.
Oh, wow. What about 28.8?
And 28.8, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Were there really pauses there?
Fair enough. Okay.
I remember being stuck at 56 for a long time, and I...
You couldn't even get a 56K connection, though.
That's where it ended.
What's that?
That's where it ended, was the 56K, and you're right. They didn't ever go over...
They topped out at, like, 33.6.
Yeah. No. It went up to, like, 50.
You actually got connections?
Yeah,
that high?
Yeah.
Wow.
It all depends on the quality underlying it. If you're getting digital transmission, which is becoming more and more common, it should...
I think it was 48 something was what it was supposed to regulatorily top out at, but it like basically would hit 50.
I never saw it in Florida.
Yeah, so never. A lot of the 56K. So what the problem was
they don't build like that.
They have. So the reason you didn't get those speeds was a combination of probably two reasons. One, the modem, the quality of the line that you were connecting
That's
over.
Number one. Yeah.
And the other thing was WIN modems. When they went from hardware modems to WIN modems, the quality went down, basically, of the modem because it was done in software, and then you couldn't actually connect it to the 56K modem that you were supposed to... Yeah, there was actually...
If you were using your processor for anything else, it was cutting into the processor time.
33% of your CPU might have been utilized by the WIN modem in the early days. And the 56K modems, the difference between, like, the soft modems and the hard modems, is the hardware modems, you could actually get those true up to 50-ish speeds. But if you went from a 33.6 modem to a... 56K WIN modem, your 33.6 modem would actually outdo your 56K WIN modem.
Wow. Anything with the syllable WIN in it in the computer business is a bad idea, with the exception of X Windows.
yeah, it's very true.
So it's amazing, though, that people are actually still buying these things.
Oh, yeah.
You said you sold out.
We sold like 20 of them to one customer the other week.
Incredible.
And I didn't realize we were so low, and it's funny because I'm actually having trouble with getting more manufactured, but what's really interesting is that we're basically the last company producing modems on the market.
Wow.
Everybody else has gone out.
Penguin.com.
Yes.
And there was a revolution, though. It may well be that the path to rebuilding goes through Twisted Pair. And it's a lot easier to stock up a bunch of $50 modems than it is to make your own at what, you know, after the boop is at the rotary escalator.
There's like one or two basically small companies providing dial-up service left. Everybody else is gone. AT&T, everybody that you would have thought of back in the day, no longer.
But it doesn't have to be a company. You can just do what we did in Usenet and call another guy with a modem and be the bridge between
BBS
your
bringing
and
back
the
BBS.
Next
BBS. All right, we've gone too far off
and we have
into the geek weeds here. 603-283-6160. I have to be careful because, you know, if I can talk the geek talk with you guys, we might go too far.
A little bit of it can be entertaining, I think, to some listeners, but definitely if you take it too far,
we should do a geek talk show, though.
He does. It's every Saturday.
Geek news. I mean, just geek babble.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I have somebody on the show, we'll talk geek, too.
Check out Chris. He's got a show. It's called Freedom Decrypted. It's every Saturday afternoon starting at 5 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it. You can listen to it. It is, usually like 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
You cover, you do cover some of the news, but you do also have opinions.
I do. I absolutely give opinions. That's most of the show. It's critiquing what's going on in the news and talking about it to the extent that I can. I don't always have a co-host, unfortunately, but when I do, you know, we get more talk in there, just like Free Talk Live.
Sometimes you even have Stone on as a co-host.
Stoner, or Mr. Stone is...
So what do you call himself last night? Stone Esquire or something like that?
Yeah.
Really long name.
Something like that.
Yeah,
so
it
check
was
it
a long name.
But Stone's not.
I don't know. I was traumatized by the vampires.
That was such a weird part.
That was weird.
Yeah. So go to freedomdecrypted.com. There's back episodes. You can watch, you know, all the way. What's it, 2 years now? How long did it take?
It's over 100 episodes now. And
that's a solid 2 years.
Yeah, it's over 2 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Check them out. And there's a podcast version, so if you don't want to watch, you can just listen.
Absolutely.
That way. So we're talking about the rise in the Bitcoin price hitting over $1 trillion in market cap. I mean, just several weeks ago, a few months ago, we were celebrating all of crypto hitting $1 trillion for the first time. So every crypto out there combined in their market cap hit $1 trillion. Now it's just Bitcoin that has hit the trillion. So Bitcoin alone is now up at $1 trillion.
And they're like 60% of the market now?
Yeah, it's about 60%. Mm-hmm, that's right. So Bitcoin, according to CNBC, has started to get so big that it arguably creates its own demand as companies and institutions begin to make forays into a field they wouldn't have touched a few months previously. Deutsche Bank research strategist Jim Reed said in a note, further, quote, ironically, it's turning itself into a credible asset class to many by rallying so much of late and also by getting increasing institutional buy-in. Market value is calculated by multiplying the price of Bitcoin by the number created. While not a perfect comparison, the $1 trillion market value would make Bitcoin's value greater than all but a handful of the world's stocks. Tesla, for instance, has a market cap of around $700 billion, while Apple is valued at more than $2 trillion. So Apple, by the way, is the number one of all the publicly traded companies in the United States. And the last time we checked the list, Bitcoin was closing in on like the top three.
How can... That's really strange. Where's Tesla?
It was at like number five.
Okay.
I'll pull the list up for you in case you...
But of course, Apple's in many hands, so that, yeah, it's a widely held corporation. It's not comparable.
Well, I mean, Tesla is a tremendous success story recently. Yeah. So
Tesla's very narrowly held, though. I think Elon Musk still holds a lot of that stock.
Yeah, so Tesla looks like Apple you got at $2.1 trillion, Microsoft at $1.8 trillion, Amazon $1.6 trillion, Google at $1.4 trillion, and then Tesla at $7.5. So Bitcoin is in between Tesla and Google now in its value.
What's the Dow been doing in relation to Bitcoin?
I pay almost zero attention to stocks, so you'll have to look that one up. 603-283-6160, you can share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Hour number three is coming up. So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.